This is Fresh Air. Beginning today, the PBS series Independent Lens presents a new documentary about the history and impact of our public library system, and also a look at its many opponents and controversies. The program is called Free for All, the Public Library. Our TV critic David Biancooley has this review.
The new PBS Independent Lens documentary about America's public library system arrives with a very clever two-edged title. It's called Free for All, the Public Library. And the Free for All part refers, of course, to the beauty and generosity of the library system, which lends books for free to virtually anyone. But Free for All also refers to the many fights surrounding that idealistic institution. Fights against segregated libraries, the banning and burning of books, tax cuts and local library closures, targeted reductions of federal funds, and, quite recently and famously, Drag Queen Story Hour. Free for All is co-directed by Don Logsdon, who also narrates, and Lucy Faulkner. At first, it sets out as a nostalgic memoir, with Logsdon explaining why and how, as a child, her parents took her on road trips traversing the entire country, always stopping at local libraries along the way. But then, like a road trip that keeps heading to new places, this documentary ends up covering all sorts of ground. The historical beginnings of American libraries, with nods to Ben Franklin and Andrew Carnegie. The growth and importance of tiny branches in rural communities. Fights involving segregation, book banning, and political and financial pressure. And, at each stop, a focus on individual libraries, librarians, and everyday patrons. And as we learn, some of them are everyday patrons. One librarian given a lot of airtime and due credit is Ernestine Rose, who arrived in New York City in 1904 as a newly trained librarian. The city and its inhabitants thrilled her, but also made her wonder how she could best serve such a diverse and largely illiterate immigrant population. Free for All quotes from her writings.
By the dawn of the 20th century, immigration had turned the Lower East Side of New York into the most crowded neighborhood in the world. When Ernestine Rose arrived, the neighborhood both shocked and excited the sheltered young woman.
I work in a library patronized by Russian and Oriental Jews. My paperboy is Greek, my grocer is a Hollander, and my bootblack is from Syria. Disappointed immigrants ask us, where is the promise of America? If we are honest, we shall admit that the answer is yet to find.
She kept looking for that answer and for ways to serve her eventual Harlem community. By 1920, Ernestine Rose was serving as the branch librarian for Harlem's 135th Street Library. Thanks to the generous contribution of a collector who donated his vast personal library of books written by black authors or about black and other minority cultures, this particular library fueled what came to be known as the Harlem Renaissance. Sculptors and painters held art classes and honed their craft in basement spaces set aside for just that purpose. Local theater productions and workshops were held in other spaces in that same basement, launching the careers of such talents as Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte. And upstairs, the Harlem residents reading the library books included other future talents, such as author James Baldwin.
I went to the 135th Street Library at least three or four times a week. And I read everything there, I mean every single book in that library. I read books like they were some weird kind of food. I was looking in books for a bigger world than the world in which I lived. In some blind and instinctive way, I knew that what was happening in those books was also happening all around me. And I was trying to make a connection between the books and the life I saw and the life I lived.
Those are just a few of the stories. Free for All tells many, many more, painting a portrait that is personal, passionate, and in the end, unapologetically supportive. By examining the value of libraries in the distant and recent past, Free for All, the public library, also makes a compelling case about their value today. It's a very informative and ultimately very persuasive documentary about the legacy and importance of the American public library system. My recommendation is that you really should check it out.
David Biancooley is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed the new PBS documentary Free for All, The Public Library, part of the Independent Lens series. It's also streaming on the PBS app and YouTube channel. On tomorrow's show, a once fringe movement to increase birth rates is exploding into the mainstream, but it's not just about having more babies. We'll explore the politics of pronatalism, from Elon Musk's crusade against population collapse to ideas about genetic engineering and the so-called Great Replacement. We'll speak to NPR's Lisa Hagen and demographer Karen Guzzo. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Adam Staniszewski. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, Anna Bauman, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.